William Morrow and Harper Audio present Groupies, a novel by Sarah Priscus, performed by Alex McKenna. For the girls who love hard, who love recklessly, who love too much. 1. Josie, who'd be covered in blood on bathroom tiles in 9 months' time, met me at the Greyhound station. She sprung up as soon as she caught sight of me, burying my face in the jasmine-scented fabric of her white fur coat. Faint streaks of glitter sat on her cheeks, ghostly remnants of nights past. Josie clasped my fingers tight, turning them red. "Oh, Fawn," she said, "it's about time you got here." She held my hand, guiding me over grimy tiles and through travel-weary crowds to a metal bench. We were always linking our pinkies together in unnamed promises. Above our heads, houseflies burned to death on the bulb of an incandescent light. I unclasped my Polaroid bag, which I'd embarrassingly hand-embroidered with Carpenter's lyrics. Josie smiled before I asked, ignoring the travelers milling past as she posed. I snapped the photo. For a millisecond, when the flash went off, the heaviness of her makeup was clear. Clearer was how under layers of cover-up, a purple-blue bruise was blooming on her tanned cheek. She kept smiling as the photo started developing. Josie's face burst with sunny remembrance. "I've got a surprise for you," she said, reaching into her tote bag. "Don't peek." I put my hands over my face, leaning against the bench, the see-no-evil monkey. Josie poked my side with thin cardboard and said, "Here." I opened my eyes as she handed me a pristine copy of Holiday Sun's 1970 debut album. We'd spun it endlessly when it came out, spending our junior year huddled in Josie's family den, weaving fantasies about the band's four dreamy members. Even now, in 1977, years after we memorized their breakout hit, Sheila, I could still recite it. Holiday Sun had grown, finding their place between Aerosmith and the Eagles on rock radio. Despite my ensuing slip into the sphere of folk and Americana, having a Holiday Sun record in my hands still thrilled. I traced the embossed leaves on the cover. "Thank you," I said, meaning it. "This is a Fawn and Josie classic. It looks brand new." The covers of the records I'd sold before hopping on the bus had been coffee-stained or bent at the corners. "Flip it over," Josie said. There, in cursive swirls, was Cal Holiday's signature. "How did you get this?" I asked, eyes wide. It was the question Josie had been waiting for. I pictured her staring into her compact mirror, rehearsing the elegant ways she could play sheepish about answering it.
"Well," she said, "Cal and I happen to be dating."
She paused. Her coy facade slipped, and she burst into laughter.
"No," I cried. "No way."
"I know you were always in love with folksy little Harry Carling, but..."
"No,"
I said, insistent.
"Sure, Harry Carling was the handsome folk..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?